Tell me, what are the main features of the upcoming release of OpenOffice.org?
So with OpenOffice.org and 2.0 and StarOffice 8, sans OpenOffice.org StarOffice Engineering, mainly focused on improving the Microsoft interoperability and compatibility. That is, for example, if you look at an application like Impress, the presentation tool, there we now have a very similar user interface. So it has this multi-pane view where you can scroll through the slides on the left side and assign animation effects and everything on the right side. So that application looks very similar to PowerPoint. Then with Impress, we now also support all the different auto shapes that are available in Microsoft PowerPoint, slide transitions, animation effects, and everything. So now we can really import Microsoft PowerPoint files without any loss or something. So that's a huge step. Then, for example, in Word or in Writer, the Word equivalent, we are now also supporting this format paintbrush, which allows to copy and paste formatting information from one area to another area, which was one feature that was requested by many users. In Excel or in the Excel equivalent application, which is Calc, we now also support documents with more than 32,000 rows, or about 65,000 rows. And we also made a lot of improvements in the area of pivot tables, which are called data pilot in Calc. So those are key improvements in the application. And two other important areas are the PDF export, which has been drastically improved. So now we support things like thumbnails, bookmarks, so table of contents, things like that. Those get correctly exported. Even form elements get exported with the PDF export. And then we also now introduced XForm support, so XML forms within OpenOffice and StarOffice. And probably the most important thing, although not that, what should I say, visible maybe to some users, is that we now support the Oasis Open Document format, which is an open standard file format, which is XML-based and has been standardized by an open process and open standards body, which includes members from Sun Microsystems, IBM, and now also Adobe, for example, and people from the open source community and the KOffice project are also members.
So in the future, when somebody will ask I will ask someone in which format they want their files, they will just answer to me Open Document?
So with OpenOffice and StarOffice, you have a choice of different file formats. So the standard default file format that we are using in OpenOffice and StarOffice is the Oasis Open Document file format. But as before, OpenOffice and StarOffice also provide support for all the Microsoft file formats, and we also can import WordPerfect files and some other file formats that people might want to use.
And with the new user interface in OpenOffice.org and StarOffice 8, are you afraid of criticism that you copied too much of your of Microsoft Office, or do you think you managed to add enough of your features and improvements on their look?
So the answer to that question is that we are or have been doing usability studies for the development of OpenOffice 2.0 and StarOffice 8. So in areas where we realized that we have to change something because the usability is not good enough, we made those changes, and in some cases those changes meant that we more or less copied the way Microsoft Office is doing it. In other areas we maintained the old way how we did it, or did something different based on the usability studies. So it's not that we necessarily just copied what Microsoft Office is doing. So overall I think we didn't copy too much, but we did what was requested by most of the users, and the usability studies show that this is a huge improvement over the previous status. Although, I mean, some long-term OpenOffice StarOffice users might might be surprised by some of the changes, but I think overall the usability has improved drastically.
How do you know which features are most requested? What are the users wanting? How do you do your usability studies? Is it just through bug reports, or do you go out on the field, or which focus groups? On which groups are you focusing?
So feature requests are coming from different sources. So via requests for enhancements submitted by the community members and open source users via the open source tools, so issue tracker, which are part of the open source website. That is one source. Then another source is the Sun customer base or a Star Office customer base. Surveys that we do for both open source and Star Office is another source for feature requests. And then with respect to usability studies, we are actually working with professional agencies and to do those usability studies, so we get users who have been using Microsoft Office before or haven't been using any Office Suite before, and let them play with Open Office, Star Office, and see how they are using the Office Suite, so how they are solving different problems that we give them.
What are the main differences between OpenOffice.org and Star Office 8?
The main differences are for end users / consumers, things like the commercial spell checker that we bundle, clip art graphics, some fonts which are important for Microsoft compatibility, especially on non-Windows platforms. And then for enterprises and governments who have larger deployments of Microsoft Office, for example, we provide migration tools. So two kinds of migration tools. One is Document Analysis Wizard, which allows to analyze and or make an assessment of the current situation, which means that you can analyze documents that are stored in different directories and check how many Word documents, how many PowerPoint documents, how many Excel documents you have, how old they are, so if they're still relevant or not, if they include macros or not, if they include any issues that we already know of that cannot be easily migrated. So this the output of this document analysis wizard is a report that helps you to estimate the effort and the costs of a migration. And then we also provide a macro migration tool, which allows to convert existing VBA macros over to the Star Office API. And with that tool, our approach is to cover the most frequently used APIs. So not every single API that might be out there, but at least the most important ones. And we do that based on documents that we get from customers, either directly or via migration partners.
So does it convert to a Python scripting version of or the basic?
So in mostly to the basic macros, but we also in some areas we need some special API, which is some kind of compatibility layer, which we ship with Star Office. So these migration tools are Star Office specific, and one other tool that only comes with Star Office is so-called Java Desktop System Configuration Manager, which is a tool that allows to manage and administer all the user configuration information, like if users can execute macros or not, or where users get their document templates from, where they store their documents, what default file format they should be using. All this kind of configuration information or data can be managed via in a centralized manner via a web-based interface.
Thank you.
You're welcome.